I'm Coach Rachel. I'm the family coach here. And for a long time before that, I was a youth leader. So these kids have always been close to my heart. I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to share. We get the slide up, the slideshow up. About our trip, we were gone for about a week, and we went on a missions trip to Colorado Springs. This is something that we've been planning for a long time, and it is a big answer to a prayer. Can you go to the next slide? Thank you, Kenny. So this note, this little sticky note, has actually been on my computer monitor since I became family coach in August. That'll be 3 years ago. So 3 years ago, I wrote this, and I said, pray to be able to take youth students on a missions trip. As a youth leader, that was close to my heart. It was something we hadn't been able to do. We weren't doing youth camps anymore, but I wanted something. We switched to family camp. I wanted something that was specifically for them. And so every time I saw this note over the last 3 years, I would stop and I would pray. And so for me, this is like a very big deal. And then the other picture next to it, like this, Mike, it was funny because Mike was sitting up here last week. I was sitting over there behind these students. He texted me a picture from his angle of like, look at how incredible this is. I had taken a picture from that angle too. Like it was just like a look at what God has done through these students moment. And like they are standing up, they are worshiping together. And I know that they have come back changed and I want them to be able to share that change with you. I also wanted to share with you guys, we spent a lot of time. I actually gave them 4 different locations that they could choose from on where to go on this missions trip. And they spent, 2 months praying about where to go. And we actually thought we were going to, like as leaders, thought we were going to end up in South Dakota. And one evening the kids were like, no, we all decided Colorado Springs. Every single one of them in complete harmony was like, we should go to Colorado Springs. We should go to Colorado. And they all gave me their reasons why. So it was just this powerful moment for us of leaders. I was like, we were wrong. Jesus is working through them. He knew what he was doing. Let's listen to them. And then when we got out there, there were so many moments of confirmation that these kids had discerned right. And I'm going to read them for you. So we didn't know what work we were going to be doing when we were out there. Mike told me, I'm going to out him a little bit. They give you this questionnaire on like what skills you have before you go so they know where to put you when you're doing the work. He left off that he was a professional floor layer because he didn't want to lay floors when he was in Colorado. But guess what? Jesus knew what he should do. So when they first gave us our assignment that first night that we were there, they were like, you're going to go lay floors. And we were just like, and like we audibly laughed and they were like, what's funny about that? I'm like, nothing, it's fine. And then we were laying, and the kids will share about this more, but we were laying floors. The woman had started a ministry in Colorado Springs called Kingdom Builders. And so it said, Maywood is going to lay floor for the Kingdom Builders. And I'm like, how did they know that that's our family ministry name? We are the Kingdom Builders. They didn't know that that's what our family ministry name is, but yet we're going to help. We as the Kingdom Youth are going to help the Kingdom Builders Ministry in Colorado Springs. So Mike, and I won't steal the thunder on this one too much because somebody else is going to share this, but Mike always paints a verse on the floor of every, on the subfloor of every floor job that he does. And Mariah is going to share more about that verse specifically. But that verse that we chose kept popping up throughout the week. And we'll talk more about that. That's actually what Jake's going to be talking about. And Maddox actually chose that verse. So we got to know Maddox a lot this week. The family that we were helping, her husband has been battling stomach cancer and now has skin cancer. Those of you that know, my husband is battling cancer. So it was a great way for me to go and be able to bless another family that is dealing with cancer. That was just another little God moment. And then the final one, the leaders of the Colorado Springs area was a married couple, and their names were Jake and Taylor. We can't make this stuff up. I know. We can't make this stuff up. So if we'll go to the next slide, we're going to open with the fun week, and then we're going to share about the work and the impact. Gracelyn, this is my daughter Gracelyn. She went with us. She's going to tell us about some of the fun things we did.
Okay, so that first picture, we went to go get ice cream for our first like 3-day thing, and then that second picture with Katie in it, we went to the Manitou Springs cave dwellings, and we got to like go in the caves and like see all of that stuff, and it was actually really fun. And then that third picture on the top, went to Manitou Springs, and it was like a town, and we went like shopping and we ate food there. And then that fourth picture, we went to Garden of the Gods, and that was in front of like all of those rocks and mountains. And then that fifth picture was also in the cave dwellings, and then that last picture was when we were in Manitou Springs and we were.
I got one more question. So we also got to go to Pikes Peak. The top was closed, but we got to go up to 13,000 elevation. And I know that it was really impactful for these kids just to be in the presence of nature as they're working. And they had just a lot of really powerful God moments. So Gracelyn, talk to us a little bit about what it was like to just be in the presence of such beauty during that week when we're working.
Yeah, it was like when we went to like the 13,000 feet, it was like really pretty because it started like snowing, but it was also hailing, which, oh, by the way, I was in shorts. But it was like a lot of fun, and it was when we were at Garden of the Gods, we took this trail and we got to like sit down, and my mom gave us like all notebooks. But we all got like notebooks, and we got to like experience our like alone with God moment. Yeah. And it was just like really fun, and it was like it was really joyful and stuff, and just like we could take in what like God created and things.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and move on to the next slide. We're going to talk specifically about a couple of the jobs that we did.
He has really good handwriting. We wrote Philippians 2:3-4 on the floor, and it really impacted her. She had to step out. She has adopted special needs twins so it's like really hard for her, and it was like the perfect verse for her family.
Okay. And then Alex is going to share with us about that second picture, the work we did on that day.
So on Wednesday, we went to the largest food pantry in Colorado. It's named Crossfire. They let people come through and shop for their families. Some of us handed out food, but others were working the floor and restocking shelves and helping people find what they need. They only had 5 or 6 paid workers, and the rest of them were volunteers. It was cool that there were older people volunteering and praying for everybody. God is giving the volunteers a sense of purpose through their volunteering.
So, yeah, that it was really impactful for us to see the other volunteers too, because they had been doing it for so long. Mike, there was one guy, Will, who said, what did he say about the people that he works with?
So when you go in there, their whole mission is to not embarrass the person that's coming in there, and they put their name on the front of the cart, and then they have a number of how many members are in their family. And so he was like, if you see a one, that means they're alone, and they've been alone for a while, and just give them special attention. So he told me that he gave a hug to one of them, and they just started crying because they haven't been touched in years, which is amazing.
And Will shared that through this work, he told Mike, I don't even take a lunch break sometimes because these aren't, you know, just people that are in need. These are my friends. Like I get to go and see my friends every day. And we felt that, and it impacted us. Kenny will go on to the impact. Abe is going to share specifically about the ways that we were impacted as our church group, and then we'll talk about some of the other impacts that we saw in the community when we were there. Can you go to the next slide? Yep. Thank you.
So before we went on the missions trip, like, we kind of knew of each other. Obviously, we had classes together, but God really impacted our relationship while we were in Colorado. You can just tell, like, each day, he just blessed our relationship more and more with each other. Like, we just found comfort in each other by the end of the week. And now we continue to talk. While we were in Colorado, we would have these services every night, and we would share our yay gods. And we have a group chat, and every single day, we ask each other what the yay gods for the day were. And that just shows, like, what we learned there really carried on to our lives now. And it's because of God. Yay, God!
Katie, talk to us about what you have taken away personally. She has something. Grayson was talking about that moment, that far picture. That's us in Garden of the Gods doing our little Bible study, and I gave them all journals. She was talking about that. And Katie's really carried that with her since then. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so including the night that we got back, Rachel had given us these journals, and while I was on that trail, I had found a spot by myself, and I was looking out kind of onto the mountains, or out into the mountains, and I just felt this overwhelming sense of, like, God being right there with me, and I knew, like, I was a changed person. Whenever I came back, I was just going to be a changed person overall. And whenever I got back, spending one full week with God, I think was just, like, truly what I needed to, like, blast off my relationship with God. And I've just been hungry for, like, learning about him and talking about him and praying with him and spending that time. So 1 hour typically at, like, night, I go through the Bible kind of my phone. And I look up a verse that applies to my life recently or something that I want to dive deeper into, and I write about it, and then I kind of, like, pray into it with him and, like, ask him to be with me during my, like, hour or 40 minutes that I typically spend with him, and then I kind of just write how my day went and how I saw him working in my life, and then that picture that's, like, super dark up there, that's us during programming. One night, I had texted the crew chat, and I was like, guys, let's go to programming, because I miss it so much. We did the Yay God moments. We, like, got into each of our little churches, and we, like, it was like a hand gesture. I'll show you guys later if you want to see it, but basically, it was how God was working in our lives, and I've taken that since then, and I try to see how God worked in my life this week, this day, this hour, this minute, and I think that makes up my day. Like, I'm that is the best part of my day, is to spend that time with God, and ever since then, that's, like, what I look forward to in the day. But we did this prayer chair where we held a candle, and we were by ourselves, so the other churches weren't hearing us, and each person would sit in the chair, and two people would put their hands on you and pray for you. We were the last ones to come back because there was four of us praying for each person. It was that intense, and by the end of it, we were bawling our eyes out. It was beautiful. Like, we were all, like, bawling our eyes out. It was so sentimental, and it wasn't just sentimental. It was the Holy Spirit flowing through each and every one of us. I cannot express it enough how much I miss that and how... how much it impacted.
So Allie's going to kind of wrap us up with the kids, and then I'm going to give Joseph and Maddox just a couple minutes to share if they want to share anything, and then Jake will come up and close us out for the day. But this is real. Like, it's hard to convey everything to you guys that we felt that entire week, but this is part of it. And so Allie is going to share about, like, your support mattered, your prayers mattered, your donations mattered. Allie, tell us more about that.
First, I would like to start off and just say we're all incredibly thankful that you took the time to read our letters and donate, and that you took the time to pray for us, because that took a lot and it gave us so much. And we all felt it that week, and we're feeling it even now. You managed to, like, change our lives in all these different ways, and it does touch us, and we will feel this for the rest of our lives.
So Maddox, I'm going to come to you, and then you can pass it to Joseph, but just tell us, like, your favorite moment, something that stuck out to you from this week.
I think what stuck out to me most, and I told a few people about this, is that, so I'm still pretty new here, but when I was going in the van at, like, what was it, 6 in the morning when we were first going there, and I was tired and I didn't get enough sleep, and I didn't, like, hardly know, like, a lot of these people. Like, I had met some of them and I knew some of them better than others, but on the drive back home, like, I could look at each one of these people and say, like, you are my family, and, like, I love you. And I think... it's just cool to see how God brings people together and unites people who are different. And yeah, because I mean, everyone here is very different, even though so they have similar obsessions. But it's amazing to see how God worked through each and every one of them.
So, the talk about a little, like Maddox was bringing up, these kids prepared a bunch, you know, to be a mission, you know, a missionary. And it was really inspiring to see that shine through throughout the week, because like Maddox was saying, so we all have struggles, right? There's things that happen in life, and the storm comes, and then to see how the kids took that and reacted, it was amazing to see, like, Jesus was really working in their lives throughout the whole week, and to be able to just witness that, it was very inspiring. That I knew that these kids were being for real whenever they were there for Jesus, and they wanted to share that love, and just to be able to come back and see them hold their heads high and be proud that they are for Jesus and share that with you guys. That's, I know it was a turning moment whenever, I'm sure it was probably like Wednesday night or something, I seen these kids and they were all into wanting to do that and go to programming, and they didn't, you know, care that we were tired and that we've been working all day, all week long, that they were there, and it was for Jesus and to be in their hearts. So it was just a very wonderful moment to be able to see that in all of them. Thank you, guys.
I also want to give Joseph a special round of applause. He was our chauffeur the entire weekend. He drove us all the way there, all the way back. So I had mentioned earlier that this verse kept popping up. It was Philippians 2, 3 and 4. Even last weekend, Jake didn't know this, but we came and had communion last weekend, and that was part he shared from that passage. And so it was just one more moment for us of, like, we've heard this passage, we heard it in programming, we heard it in our studies, Maddox came up with it. It's the verse that we wrote on that first floor. And so Jake's going to come up here. We're going to clear off the stage, and he's going to share a little bit more with you guys about that verse. But let's give these kids one more round of applause. With you that we did at programming every night. Okay, ready? All right, ready? Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Yay God. Donnie wants Yay God to be a part of the service. Yeah, so it's good. So I've had the privilege this week to see a bunch of these different kids and leaders at different moments and just ask them about the time. And I've heard a lot of stories they didn't get to share right now. And I would encourage all of you, like, if you see one of these youth, you see one of these leaders, like, ask them about what they experienced. And this verse that they wrote on the floor, it talks about humility, and if you don't know, like, oh, I don't know what to talk to this youth about, this verse would be a great one to say, like, hey, this verse was on the floor. You guys talked about it a bunch that week. Can you teach me something about it? Or what have you done about it? And if you're like, I don't know, like, it talks about humility, right? And that humility to learn from somebody that's maybe a whole different generation, I believe Jesus will teach us, right, when we do that. So here's these verses from Philippians. This is what they wrote on the floor. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Next part, verse 4. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Paul talks about this in Philippians 2, right? And then he goes into talking about having the same attitude as Jesus that we read during the Lord's Supper last week, right? So, there's a lot you could unpack there, but I've got one more little thing to share with you about Father's Day. I thought about talking about this verse, but I feel like I've been trying to learn from the youth about it this week. So the thing I have to teach you about it is just, here's your opener to talk to them. Like, you're going to keep seeing them, and like, go to them with like that learner's attitude. Like, can you teach me something about this verse? Last night at dinner, a couple of the youth had us all doing Yay God moments, you know, like by the end of the dinner, right? I mean, like, they started it and then they got everybody to do something, you know? So it's a good experience. Open the door for them to teach you, right? One more quick thought on Father's Day. I've got one more verse for us. Before we get to that verse, I want to tell you a little story about yesterday morning. My poor wife woke up to me and my son arguing with each other, right, for downstairs, right? You know, it was that loud. But the argument was over. I was in our living room trying to read my Bible and pray, and my son is in the kitchen, and there's this crash. And I knew right away, like, cringe, because he's been building these little skyscraper things out of itty-bitty color-coded beads. And as soon as I heard the noise and, like, the cascade of plastic, I just thought, like, oh, there's like 1,000 pieces or 10,000 pieces on the floor right now. But then my son at first didn't want to say that it was his fault, even though he's the only one in the room, right? You know, like, and it was kind of like, well, your sister's over there in another room and I'm in another room. And that's what Chrissy woke up to, is me getting into an argument with him where he couldn't admit that it was his accident, which I'm not a perfect father, right? But here's two things to talk to you about. I made him admit that it was his accident, which is a little silly. But once he could actually admit that, then a verse was in my mind. It's this verse. I've been memorizing this verse because I'm, you know, I'm trying to be a better dad. So it's Ephesians 6:4. It says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Exasperate, like, wear them out, put a burden on them that's too hard for them. And an 8-year-old being asked to pick up 1 million plastic little beads in a color-coded fashion is a lot. So I did make him admit, like, he made him, you know, it's his accident, but ask for help. And once he was able to ask for help, then I got down on the floor. It took us over an hour to pick the ball up together. When he got up, he's like, "Ooh, my back." I was like, "Oh man, kid, like, you know, like you're 8. Like, my back's going to hurt after being on this floor for an hour, you know." But I don't know what your dad was like growing up, and I don't know if you're a dad and you're struggling to be a dad. This has got good instruction for us, but we're, like I said, I'm not a perfect father. In fact, after being noisy with him before he admitted that he needed my help, I went back to my little prayer journal that I just started writing on, and I had written, like, "God, please help me." And then I had, like, plans for the day that I had started to write. My prayer journal had said I just scratched out everything else and just put a period after, like, "God, please help me," you know, because I knew, like, that's where we're at right now. You know, like, I'm back at square one. Like, I just need help. And right about that time, Samuel asked for help, and, like, the day got better, right? So here's what I want to tell us about our Heavenly Father. Is like, you probably have never seen a perfect dad in the flesh, but our Heavenly Father is this. So he is not going to exasperate you. He is going to train you and tell you what's right and what's wrong. And some of us come to God with all sorts of different expectations. We think God's out to squish us, or we think God's out to make all of our selfish dreams come true. Or, you know, I don't know. We think all sorts of different stuff. But this is the Father's love for us. God knows your limits. I knew right away, like, Samuel would be there for hours trying to color code that stuff, right? But I knew, not that I'm a perfect dad, but I knew, like, he needs to be able to say, "I made a mess, I need help." He struggles with saying stuff like that, right? So I made him do that before I actually would engage. And somebody in the room, I bet, like, God is just waiting for you to say, "I have a mess, I need help." But God will get into the middle of your stuff, and it won't be more than you can handle if you invite him into it. I picked up a lot more beads than Samuel did, to just be honest. You know, like, I mean, but we were there together for forever, right? And God will get right into the midst of your little mess, and he will help you with it, right? So that's the kind of love he has. So no matter what else you got going on this Father's Day, if you'll just take a moment to stop and say, "God, help me," God will get in, and he'll train you on how to be a better whoever he's made you to be, right? So I want to close this out with a prayer. This is a blessing. It's close to my heart. So if you guys will bow your heads, I want to pray this over you. So we'll go to this next slide, Kenny, for me. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.